Hey, what's up? It's your boy Aaron Ross. I'm back here at the University of Texas, and this is where it all started. Let's go. Growing up a Texas boy, that's all you see, hear about is the Longhorns. It's like a lifelong dream to play, to become a Longhorn. So once UT and Coach Brown came to talk to me, I was sold. They offered me a scholarship. I didn't take another visit anywhere else. Coming to a place that you've always dreamt about coming to, having a chance to be a part of a great team, it was like a brotherhood. We would train together, we would eat together, we would party together, we would do everything together.
In 2005, Ross would help lead the Longhorns to their first national championship in 35 years.
It was a magical year. Just to see us going to the field with so much confidence and just believing in ourselves, coaches believing in us, we were just unstoppable. And then to get to the national championship after putting in all of that work.
Ready, what we came here for.
And then going against the best team to ever play collegiate football, which was USC that year, and to hear all the trash talk going to their backyard to play, I'm getting excited now. On our last drive, we stopped USC on 4th and 2, and Vince came to us right before that play and said, hey, just get me the ball back. And that was our plan. Once we got him the ball, we felt like the game was ours after that.
4th and 5, the national championship on the line right here. He's going for the corner. He's got it. Vince Young scores. Texas has defeated Southern California 41-38 to win the national championship of college football.
It was a great, great moment for me. Life-changing, one that I'll never forget. It was 4 national championships that we won, and this is ours, 2005. And here go your boy right here. One of the best teams I've been a part of, man. And then it's your boy winning the Thorpe Award here. Considered the best defensive back in the nation, so a huge honor. So these are the team MVPs of the seasons that they played, and my year was 2006, my senior season, and I was voted the team MVP. Another proud moment.
Aaron's dream ride would continue when the Giants selected him in the first round of the 2007 draft, and the young defensive back was over the moon with excitement.
Once I saw those guys, it was like, oh man, I played with him on a video game. Oh man, that's Strahan. And then to be a part of a defense that have people like Sam Madison that you watch all the time as a DB to bring you in, it made my rookie year a lot smoother.
Don't be scared to be great, baby. Yes, don't be scared to be great. You're all ready now. Now you just got to build on.
Ross would do exactly that, making an immediate impact for Big Blue in his first season.
Has time, throws it, and it's intercepted by the Giants. Running down the left sideline, rookie Aaron Ross. He'll walk in for the touchdown. His second interception of the ball game. Oh, the rookie from Texas, the first-round draft pick, playing big for the Giants today.
Seemed like everybody was locked in and focused on every game at a time with the ultimate goal to get into that Super Bowl.
Ross would be a key contributor during the Giants' historic 2007 playoff run, culminating with a trip to Glendale, Arizona, on the game's biggest stage.
And then to be able to play the Patriots again in the Super Bowl, I think we had a lot of confidence knowing that we matched up with them really well. Our defensive line outmatched their offensive line. We felt like Coach Spags put together a great scheme to really put pressure on Brady. I don't think it was one guy on the sideline that didn't feel like we could win that game.
Takes the snap, looks left, lobs it left, first is wide open, touchdown Giants in the left corner of the end zone. And that is it. The New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots, and the Giants, with the most improbable win in recent memory, have won Super Bowl 42.
It was just one of those magical, magical feelings. It's hard to describe. It's like I'm really a Super Bowl champion. That 07 team formed a brotherhood that's unbreakable.
Ross would go on to become a veteran of the Giants secondary, tallying 2 touchdowns and 11 interceptions in his 6 years with Big Blue.
Incomplete, intercepted off the deflection. There goes Aaron Ross, down the right sideline. 10-5, touchdown Giants.
And in 2011, he would help lead the Giants back to championship glory for the second time in 4 years.
And the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
Still will, the heart of a champion.
Ross would spend 1 year with the Jacksonville Jaguars in 2012, but he returned to Big Blue for the 2013 season, where he fittingly played his last NFL game in a Giants uniform. Nowadays, Ross lives and works back in his home of Austin, Texas, with his wife and college sweetheart, former Olympian Sanya Richards Ross. The two are expecting their first child this year. And meanwhile, Aaron is helping out the football program at his alma mater.
Now that I'm retired and done with my first love, now I'm coming back to UT to kind of give back to the younger guys. It's a lot of things that I wish I would have known as a collegiate athlete, as a young man, that I just want to instill in them. And then my baby boy will come, and then his jersey will replace this one. Yes, so Texas is home, and same way the Giants embraced me in the organization, and it's a love that can't be broken. Once a Giant, always a Giant, and I bleed orange at the same time.